Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control. 603-283-6160 is the phone number that you can call to get in on the conversation with us. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And Lori brought in an article that just has an interesting topic slash title. Apparently, there's a cop shop that just opened up. Police station. There we go. That just opened up in a Walmart. So what do you have to tell us about that, Lori?
This is from entrepreneur.com. It says, Walmart takes bold step to combat rising crime in retail with in-house police station. The move aims to increase security, deter in-store crime, and create a safer shopping environment, the company says.
Wow. So it all is... Oh, so it's Walmart's... I'm a little confused. It's not just like a Walmart security office. It's regular police, but it's actually for the Walmart?
Yeah, it's like a Walmart police department.
You know how they have, like, campus police?
Yeah, but for Walmart instead.
Okay.
That's kind of stupid.
Like, loss prevention. Oh,
if a loss prevention can't shoot you.
Hmm,
yeah, exactly.
So this is government.
Yeah, actual police.
That's
inside
weird.
The Walmart.
I kind of thought that they were just, like, renting a spot from, you know, like, inside the Walmart. You know, like, sometimes you'll see, like, police stations in, like, a strip mall or something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, but this is, like, in addition to what they had already had for whatever city this was.
Yeah.
And it's for the Walmart. Like, the Walmart's getting so bad that they can't just have, like, loss prevention people tackling people.
That's crazy.
Which I don't even know if they do that.
I don't think they're allowed to.
Oh, really? Even they
can't? I don't think you can't touch the customers.
Well, the cops can.
I knew
unless
that, like,
you have absolute proof that they, like, you have to see it or have it on camera and have seen it.
Oh, yeah, that'd probably be a terrible lawsuit for Walmart if they were just allowed to tackle people. But,
but now they have cops
elbow
to
drops
do it for them.
On the customers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're like, the cops shoot people all the time and get away with it. This is great.
Well, now they just watch you with cameras until you steal a certain amount of stuff.
Yes, I
and
heard
then
about
bring
this
giant
too.
Lawsuits against you.
I heard about this too. So, like, say if you, like, steal an eyeliner every week to do your makeup. They won't get you the first couple of times, but they'll be tracking you until it's
like a
federal crime, like until you steal a certain amount to make it like really
bad.
Larceny.
I just saw.
They're like, you've stolen $10,000 worth of makeup from Walmart. You're going to jail.
That's crazy. I just saw a post the other day on Twitter, speaking of, like, terrible things you don't want to see, and then you end up seeing them on Twitter. There was this girl who posted, and she's, like, covering her face a little bit, but I feel like it would not be hard to figure out who she was if you knew her. And she was saying, like, I just moved into a new apartment, I put my mama up in a house, and all of this from boosting. And I'm not ashamed, I've never been caught, I've been boosting for 10 years, and that
is... means stealing?
Means stealing, yeah.
Well, that sounds dumb and ghetto.
Sounds dumb and ghetto and a dumb thing to brag about on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that sustainable? Is that how you can plan to continue?
Yeah. Well, I hope she goes to jail, but other than that, this is dumb.
So the worst thing about stealing from, like, a corporation like Walmart, because I used to starting to become one of those people who believed it wasn't really that big of a deal because I hate the corporations.
I've been there.
And, Ian put it so perfectly. He said that you're really just stealing from everyone else because the store is going to have to start raising its prices because of loss. And I was like, oh, that's like the best moral case against it that I can think of. Because, like, in a way, I do kind of feel like F Walmart, But also, the reason that stealing is, like, so never going to happen from me is that, like, I can't help but imagine, like, the store owners being my parents. That's, like, literally how my brain works. Like, if I even thought about stealing something, I'd be like, what if my parents owned this store?
A better way to punish them is not to steal from them, but to not give them any money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And I think, like, for, like, me and, right. Because I think of that in, like, self-checkout, I'm like, I could totally steal, like, half of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's more of, like, an energetic thing, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want that bad karma, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like the $30 that I'm spending at Walmart is, I would rather pay that in physical money than, like, deal with whatever is going to happen to me energetic. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it'll catch up with you. And that's just my belief, so.
And it's just, like, it's harder to think, like, I'm...
And
how
you're a psychopath, so you'll feel guilty.
Yeah exactly.
Right. It's harder to...
Well, Walmart sucks, so maybe not that guilty.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Like, you can't think of, like, you don't... Like, if you were going to steal from a mom-and-pop store, it'd be a lot easier to think how I was saying, like, oh, what if it was my parents? But with Walmart, it's so faceless that that's probably why a lot of people have started to feel that way, like, it's not that big of a deal. But when you think about...
Yeah.
Everyone that uses this Walmart, and that's most people that you know and love, will be affected. Then it's different.
Yeah, I remember when I was, like, a teenager, one of my friends stole a ring from a local shop. And then afterwards, she was like, oh, yeah, I stole this ring, like, thinking it was cool. And we were like, no, that's not cool. Like, we were all like, don't do that. Like, that's bad. We're like, you have to go bring it back. Like, we were, like, scolding her. And she's like, I don't get it. Like, you guys steal from, like, Walmart. You know, like, you guys steal all the time. And it's like, yeah, but... I mean, at the time, like, now, obviously, I just said, like, I don't believe in stealing anymore. But, like, when I was a teenager, it's like... Yeah, stealing from Walmart feels a lot different than stealing from, like, the Sunshine Boutique. You know what I mean?
That's just true. It does seem a lot different.
And she did return the ring.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah,
did she
get,
like, in trouble, or did she say...
I think she just casually put it. I don't think it
okay,
was.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's
she was just like,
crazy.
But, yeah.
I stole $10 from my aunt when I was, like, 7 to go to the little corner store to buy candy, and I immediately felt that and went home and cried and never stole again.
Yeah.
Like, I learned that lesson really early that it just makes you feel bad inside.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Okay, so the key takeaways says Walmart closed 22 stores due to safety concerns so far in 2023, the company says. A recent survey found that 60% of retail employees reported encountering some form of violence in the past year. The retail industry has been facing a myriad of challenges in post-pandemic landscape, particularly in the realm of crime. According to a recent retail workplace survey conducted by Loss Prevention Magazine, a staggering...
I'm sorry, I just laughed that there's a Loss Prevention magazine.
Right? It's weird.
It's like, people are not into it.
Yeah.
That's such a niche.
A staggering 60% of retail employees reported encountering some form of violence over the past year. Now Walmart, which says it closed 22 stores by mid-2023 due to safety concerns, is taking direct action to curb crime in its stores. Walmart is reopening one of its closed stores in Atlanta's Vine City neighborhood after renovating it to include a pharmacy, groceries, and a unique addition, a police station within the store. The approach aims to combat crime, increase security, and make shoppers feel safer, the company says.
You know, people steal from Walmart all the time is vibrators. It's like...
Really? Oh, because they're embarrassed?
Yeah, sell them.
You don't... Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right?
They sell them
just
there.
Buy them online.
I didn't know that until I worked at Walmart that they sell vibrators right there. But,
I had no clue.
And they're, like, just labeled like that. Like, you know, they're not, like, supposed to, like... They don't just say, like, oh,
like how they, like, how they sell, like, the crack pipes in convenience stores, and they get away with it by saying, like, it's
glass
a vase.
Glass rose, yeah.
Yeah, glass rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, glass rose, this is a crack pipe.
Yeah. No, it's, like, straight up labeled as that, and it's in, like, the medicine aisle, and I never knew that until I worked there, and I didn't work in the medicine aisle, I worked in, like, hardware at first, and I would always find the packages of a vibrator that someone stole stuffed behind things in the hardware section.
Oh, my.
And it's just, like, you don't have the excuse that you're afraid or are embarrassed of buying that in front of people when there's
online.
Self-checkout. No, like,
oh, self-checkout,
in the store.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why they do that.
Who cares? Grow up.
Yeah.
Right. It's just weird that they sell them anyway to me. Like,
it is
to go buy spinach and vibrator. Like, it's
right?
It's odd.
I didn't know it until I was, you know, I was 24 when I worked there, I think, or 23.
It goes on to say, after talking with the Merchants Association on MLK and Clark University and other people in the neighborhood, folks were saying that they want to see more police presence, Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens told the outlet.
I doubt that. That does sound surprising, but I'm wondering why so much violence is happening in these Walmarts. Like, you said that the employees were experiencing a lot of violence. Like, it could have something to do with, like, stealing, considering the Walmart employees aren't going to chase you down and, like I said, tackle you. Like, the employees definitely are not going to, they're trained to do anything like that.
If loss prevention sees you taking something, they can, like, physically stop you from leaving the store and call the police. And you got to think, people are probably going in there on meth and stealing to sell things, and then they're already on meth or desperate.
Yeah.
And so then that a lot of times ends up in violence.
Hmm. Yeah. I've been to some skeezy Walmarts, and I could totally see some crazy person going in there and just, like, assaulting random people.
I worked at a nice Walmart in a nice suburb of San Antonio. Like, this was, like, my favorite Walmart to go to even, and I had to stand over a bag of meth and wait for somebody to walk by, and then I was like, there's meth here, and my boss took a napkin and had to pick it up.
Oh,
well, I just assumed it was meth. I don't really know what meth looks like. It was a little tiny baggie with really clear but kind of cloudy crystals in it. Like, I assume that's what meth looks like.
Probably.
So. Sounds like it. But I thought Breaking Bad.
When I think about that, it's like, whoever dropped that meth was probably walking around looking for it. What if they saw me doing that? Like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Like, right. Luckily,
like,
I don't look
there. Some tweaker's going to come after me.
Yeah. I don't know. But I wasn't going to touch it. And whenever you find throw up or something in Walmart, you're supposed to, like, stand near it. So that way if somebody comes in the aisle, you're like, careful, there's throw up here. Don't step on it. And wait for another associate. And then they go get the stuff.
Yeah.
Just to clean it. So that it's just like, I guess that's what I'll do with this meth. I'm not touching it.
No.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's in the kids' aisle, like, where the bikes are and stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's sad. In a 2022 interview with CNBC, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon acknowledged the issue of theft, which has surpassed historical levels, adding that police enforcement is a key factor in addressing the problem. I think local law enforcement being staffed and being a good partner is part of the equation, and that's normally how we approach it, McMillon said at the time. It's store managers working with local law enforcement, and we've got great relationships there for the most part. Upon reopening, the police substation will also serve as a hub for officers to recharge their devices, hold meetings, and manage paperwork.
I wonder if this is new. Like, is there substations in any other, like, private businesses like this?
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Like, in a mall, even. Like, they just have their own security.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, because college campuses have campus police, but they're not
like
real
different
cops.
No, they're not real cops. It's different.
They're like rent-a-cops.
Mm, yeah.
Upon reopening, the police substation will also serve as a hub for... Oh, I read that part. Sorry. Other major retail chains that have faced the issue of ongoing theft and crime have voiced new measures to combat the issue. In August, discount retailer Dollar Tree said on earnings call that it would be taking a very defensive approach to theft by increasing the number of products locked behind shelves and even discontinuing certain items at stores that are repeatedly stolen.
Who is stealing from Dollar Tree?
I can't imagine going into Dollar Tree and be like, can you open the cabinet so I can have that $1 item?
Yeah. That's terrible. I was about to say, that's another thing you're stealing from your fellow shoppers whenever you're stealing is, I don't want to have to go and ask for them to open the freaking eyeliners. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I won't buy them. I'll just buy it online.
Seriously, it's that annoying because most of the time you can't find anyone and then they're like, the associate doesn't want to go do it, so they're trying to walk away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything behind a locked cabinet, I'm not even going to, I don't want to interact with anyone who works here. I just want to get my stuff, and I want to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask for help.
That's where the self-checkout comes in, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
I don't like self-checkout either, though.
Oh, really?
I want a cashier, but I just don't want to talk to you.
Why is it
like,
you want a cashier?
Like, hey. And then you check out my stuff.
I think me and Riley possibly were talking about this last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it that you want a cashier?
Because I don't work at Walmart.
And I don't want to do it.
And I don't want to do it. I'm here to spend money.
Yeah.
And it's not lowering cost. You're still hiring people to watch me. And then you want to see my receipt. And I'm not going to show it to you. And
you're
going to be all annoying at me.
What if you just got like two things? Are you still going to go to the cashier?
Probably.
And like, it's not like a right or wrong answer. I'm just wondering because everyone on the show last week agreed we love self-checkout. But
Minus Riley.
That Riley can't
They don't
use
work
it.
Right.
I never have any issues, like, to me. Like, well, some things, like, if you're buying, like, alcohol or something that needs an ID, then I'll go to the cashier. But for me, I feel like it's just quicker. There's never a line. The biggest reason why I use self-checkout is because there's very rarely a line, and if there is, it goes by a lot faster because the, like, quantity of registers to, like, the quantity of, like, regular cashier registers.
That's only because they have self-checkouts, so they don't have all the registers open, and they don't have cashiers in the registers.
Yeah, if there were all the other ones, then that
I don't know. I'm a fan of self-checkout. I feel like it doesn't really...
I wouldn't care about the person there if it was all as fast, but it's just that it's not now, so I can't stand standing in line for those things, like, really anything, but checking out is terrible. And, the other thing about it is, I do agree that it's annoying when something goes wrong, and it seems to happen a lot to me. It's like, this thing just scanned twice for no reason, and then I have to press a button.
Yeah, or like, oh, machine doesn't take debit suddenly, and then I don't have cash on me, or, you know, just a million reasons. And it's not reducing cost. It's not reducing the cost of the items. You're still hiring people to watch everybody.
Yeah.
It's increasing the cost because of theft, because you're not actually doing anything right here.
Yeah.
And then you're going to complain that there's theft, don't have self-checkout. Like, I just don't.
Sarah was asking us these questions, and I think it was like me, Aria, and Ian on the show or something. We were like, I don't know the answer to this, Sarah. You should Google it. But she was asking us, Sarah from New Mexico, who's a caller.
Yeah.
She was asking us, does it actually save the stores any money to have self-checkouts, because she's like, I don't think it does, and it
probably it costs money. I'm sure it does, because whatever, because they probably are higher. I mean, if they have one associate to watch everybody versus having like three or four cashier lanes open, I mean, that probably would save them money.
I would just think that, why would they
be
doing
it? They had to have all these high-tech cameras to watch you and all the new equipment to make sure that you're not scanning a 99-cent eyeliner for a $40 perfume or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then hire all the door people and extra prevention law, loss prevention and all this. So it's not really saving any money.
Yeah.
That's weird. Just, like, why do they keep doing it then? Like Aldi in our town. In
Kansas, they just opened that. Yeah,
they just opened, and theirs are really annoying because every, like, if you don't do something for it for
just
1 second,
yells at you.
It starts saying like, scan something or blah blah blah.
Yeah, and it literally happens after like 5 seconds.
Everybody around me was complaining too.
I was only used it that one time, and that was my complaint. Then I like started doing it so fast because I was like, I don't want it to yell at me. I don't want it to yell at me.
I totally agree. I hated that. Was that all about that story?
That's the whole story.
I just want to know, like, is that something that is new? Is that something that happens everywhere? Like, are there some Targets that have a police, quote, substation in them?
I don't know. I won't shop anywhere where if I go in and there's cops patrolling in the store, I won't be shopping there.
Can you remind me what was the state this was in?
Alabama.
Yeah, during COVID, that was my...
Let me check and make sure I'm not lying to you.
That was my biggest complaint, was, like, going into Walmart and cops standing there trying to make sure that you had a mask on.
Cops?
That was happening at every Walmart I went to.
It's Georgia.
That's Georgia.
Atlanta.
Georgia. Oh, Atlanta, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was so annoying and terrible. And, like, they always try to, like, act like they're just, like, do my job, being nice. And I would just give them a look like, ew.
Like, why are you here?
Seriously. That was, like, my only form of activism before I moved here. I was just, like, I was always mean to
cops. Giving cops dirty looks.
Yeah, like, if a cop tries to start a conversation with me, I look at him like, what's wrong with you? Because, like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, I think cops need to be signaled that they're not appreciated, or like one time I was walking into the courthouse in Texas, and I parked in my spot. I was looking underneath my car to make sure that the parking spot there, or what the number was, because I had to pay to park there. And then a cop jokingly was walking past me and said, are you trying to do something to my car? Because I parked next to his car. And I was like, no. And he's like, I'm joking, come on, lighten up. I was like, and I was
don't tell
like,
me to
lighten
up. Yeah. Don't even talk to me. No.
What kind of joke is that anyway? Like, you're actually threatening me, basically.
Right? I really hate, like, the oh, we're cops and also adorable. Like, you see the Facebook reels and stuff.
I hate it.
You don't get to threaten people with guns and then make cute videos with puppies. Like, that's not how it works.
These girls I used to work with at the hospital, they like, you know, like a lot of girls, especially nurses, they're like, oh, a man in uniform.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
And they were like watching these TikToks, and one girl like showed it to me because she thought I'd be into it. Surprise, I was not into it.
That's so terrible. I've never met anyone that talks like that. Like, military, yes, but police, no.
It was so cringy. So let me paint this picture for you. It was a TikTok that this cop made. His cruiser was in the background, like, parked at an angle, and the lights were going off. And he's, like, slow, like, seductively walking up towards the camera. And he's like, I don't remember exactly what he's doing, but it was supposed to be like, oh, he's being hot, like he's attractive.
What the heck?
And she showed it to me and was like, look at how hot this guy is. And I was like, no. I'm like, oh, we're gonna pay him? This is what we're spending our taxpayer dollar on? And they were like, oh, they're like,
you're fun.
Yeah, they were like, this is not the reaction we were expecting.
Listen,
from you.
Listen, I can understand it with only firefighters. I don't understand it with army. I mean, military, but I have seen girls that are that way. And it's weird and gross, but I can only understand it with firefighters.
Yeah, because they're not going to shoot your dog.
Yeah, they're not
going to
shoot
like actually helping people.
I mean, it'd be even better if they were, like, private firefighters, but I don't think that's really a thing. The number is 603-283-6160, and we actually do have David from New Mexico on the line. What's on your mind, David?
They're called badge bunnies.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's what they're called.
Ew, that's so gross. Yep.
I wonder what
That Tyree beating thing you're talking about. No way, man. The original guitarist from the Scorpions was one of my clients. He would never become a cop and then beat up people and send pictures to their girlfriend. That would never happen.
Good thing it wasn't those people.
Yeah, I think that case may have been, or there might have been another case, but the one you described sounds like the one where there are police departments that have higher, I think those cops might have also been all black. And
the ones that beat him,
they knew
yeah.
the guy, and they might possibly have been gang members before they became cops.
Wow.
And this was a thing. It wasn't a cop thing. It was a former gang member thing. If that's the same case.
Yeah, there was evidence that they
in
all
this
knew each
case?
Other. Yeah, that's why he like sent the picture to his ex girlfriend because she knew him. Like, so he
knew
who
she was.
That's
why. Yeah, that's weird. That actually makes a lot of sense, but ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, and on the music trivia thing too, a week or two or whatever ago, you were talking about the War Pigs.
Yeah.
Song that actually wasn't the band's idea. They did not set out to write a song named War Pigs. They wrote a song. It's identical. You can find it online. It's Walpurgis, and it was about evil. It wasn't about war, but the record company wouldn't let them release the original version. The record company made the artist change their song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I've never heard that before either.
Good music trivia.
Thank you for the call, David. That was a more useful one than normal. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to bring in something useful, that's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA News Update.
As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Hamas has released two Israeli-Russian hostages as part of the truce deal with Israel. Eight additional hostages are expected to be free. The temporary ceasefire between the two sides set to expire today, with discussions underway about a potential extension of the agreement. A U.S. military V-22 Osprey aircraft with six people aboard crashed off the coast of western Japan.
According to the Coast Guard, at least one person was killed in that crash. Witnesses reported seeing fire come from the Osprey left engine, and it did attempt an emergency sea landing.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number that you can call to bring up whatever is on your mind. That's 603-283-6160, and with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And in the last segment, we were talking about cops moving into a Walmart, which is so weird. I mean, it's kind of like the logical next step after they were, like, acting like Walmart employees during COVID, like when all the other stores were closed and you could only shop at Walmart because somehow germs don't go in Walmart. They only go in mom-and-pop stores. And the cops would be standing outside. At least Nikki sounded surprised, so I guess you hadn't seen this. But in San Antonio, that's how it was.
They were not doing that up here, I don't think.
They had these stupid lines outside, or like things that created a line outside that you had to walk through. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
To get into the door, and a cop would be standing there like, gotta pull it up about your mask or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. See, they only did the weird line thing for like a little bit. And I remember it was after a night shift. I'm like wearing scrubs, right? And walking into Walmart, and they had that stupid line thing, and I was kind of just like, I'm tired, I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm just like trying to, you know, I'm on a mission. And someone was like, thank you for your service. And I was like, so confused. I'm like, do I look like I'm in the military? Like, why are you saying this to me? I guess it was because it was like COVID and I was wearing scrubs.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, dude, I'm a CNA.
You won't believe
it. Like, I literally am changing diapers for a living. Like, I work in a nursing home.
People said that.
Like,
to
what
me.
You, what?
Once in a blue moon for delivering Uber Eats.
Like, that's all. Yeah, I actually love that.
I think that's so dumb, actually.
It is so dumb, but it's pretty funny.
Like, the first time, and I was still actually scared of COVID, that I started delivering Uber Eats, I was like wearing gloves. And the thing is.
Oh, they were saying it because of COVID?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wasn't doing it. I wasn't scared of COVID because I believed what the government was saying. I was scared of COVID because I totally believed that the government would kill us with all of the drugs.
Yeah.
But I had to make money, and no one was on the roads, and it was the most amazing time ever to do Uber Eats. You could get everywhere fast. You're getting so
probably
many
made
orders.
A ton of money, too, yeah.
Yeah, I did right at the beginning. And so, like, I was, like, wearing gloves places, and people said the same thing to me, like, thank you for your service, like, being out there doing it. The ones that did actually pick it up in person. So stupid.
I think the Walmart police stations kind of make sense, though, because they're, like, the two biggest businesses in America.
Right, yeah.
The government and Walmart.
Yeah, teaming up, finally.
The government wouldn't let them become a bank, but they'll let them be a police station.
Well, they can be, like, their underlings. They can't have any control of the money, because they got a monopoly on that.
Yeah.
But they can, you know, open FEMA camps and police.
Yeah, right.
I hate those conspiracy theories. It's really scary. Like, I just hate them because it seems logical. I mean, it seems plausible and scary that there's, like, Walmarts that have underground tunnels to each other, or that they're set up in a way to become a FEMA camp in the future.
I didn't hear about that.
I've recently just been really feeling like I want to get out of the United States because, like, I think that here it's going to be where they do something really bad, and, like, there's going to be a Trump wall, but it's going to be to keep you in. I don't like it, but I don't know. But speaking of the United States, I wanted to bring up this story from Greenwich, Connecticut. There is a hilarious fight going on. Ian actually gave me this show prep, and we were just laughing so much about this story when he read it to me. This is from, it's, I guess, syndicated, but it says it's from the Wall Street Journal, but I'm reading it off livemint.com, and you don't have to use a, you don't have to get past a paywall that way. It says, leaf blower fight royals Greenwich, Connecticut, home to the world's most perfect lawns, which is, like, weird.
I already hate them.
Yeah.
Pretentious.
Sounds so much like Pleasantville, you know? Just, like, creepily up, nicely upkept. Like, the place where Ian, I almost said, lives, the place where Ian's in jail, I keep telling him, like, there's something creepy about that town. Like, one thing that I always say when I'm trying to explain it to him is, like, everyone's lawn is really pristine and nice.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, I bet they're all cops that...
I just, like, don't want to be around people like that, you know what I mean? Like, if you care that much about your lawn, and not to discriminate against anybody, but it's, like, we are two different classes. People, you know what I mean? I'm like, we're not
the whole town of it.
The same
is what's weird. Like,
yeah,
we have.
Yeah, it's like it's not real. Like,
yeah.
These people aren't real. These are drones or something. Or,
yeah, and it's weird that's like that. If I bet if you had a weed, they'd be looking down on you, type of person.
I just can't imagine
what's weird.
Like giving so much mental real estate to keeping your lawn perfect.
And money.
And so much more important things.
Money and resources.
Why it relaxes some people, though. Like, our neighbors behind us, they have a really nice lawn, and they put out the different flowers throughout the seasons and, like, have a nice wreath and just a nice yard, power washing stuff. And he's just, like, an older guy. It's probably keeping him, you know, around, you know, to have a thing to focus on and a job to do and healthy and stuff like that. He's always out there, you know, lifting stuff. It's just that it would never appeal to me. And I don't, the thing I don't like about it is the people who are, like, pretentious about it, like, they're going to judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is even weirder because it's a whole town of people like that. Like, how do they all end up in the same place?
I can confirm. Yeah. Greenwich. Yes.
Really?
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't think I've ever been there. I've only been to Connecticut to, like,
you're not missing much.
The airport and back. Well, this says, Greenwich, Connecticut, home to some of America's most perfect lawns, finally blow off noisy leaf blowers. Some who live there are pleading for peace. the roar, roar, roar is inescapable. Longtime resident Monica Prihoda said at a recent town meeting, imitating a motor with her voice, "Even the storm windows do not protect me. Please," she implored local officials, "I beg you." And it's just like, how can it be this big of a problem?
Imagine being so insufferable that you don't want your neighbors to have the right to use a leaf blower.
Just turn on some music.
Yeah.
Just get over yourself.
I have been, like, developing this opinion for a while. I lived with this roommate I really didn't like for a while, and her schedule was, she was an EMT, and she, like, worked a lot, and then I had to go to sleep early and wake up early to go work at the hotel I worked at. And so our schedules were very different. So the only time she ever hung out with her friends and was, like, noisy in the living room and stuff was I was trying to sleep. So I would wear headphones to sleep and fall asleep with a fan noise from YouTube playing, and I still basically do that except without the headphones now, because I don't need it that to be like that noise canceling as I used to. But I didn't want to ever be like, I wasn't passive with this girl. Like, when I had problems with her, I would tell her. But I didn't want to, I didn't feel I had a right to make her not be talking to her friends in the kitchen. It's just like I needed to sleep. And I just feel like it's kind of your responsibility to be able to live in a place where, to make it to where your home isn't too quiet, because, like, outside of your home, you don't have control over that. And yeah, in my case, outside of my room, I didn't
have
control.
That's the thing. Like, you can't outlaw leaf blowers because you don't like the sound. Like,
yeah,
that's ridiculous. Like, lawnmowers. I can name so many things that make
those
noise.
Those
are
louder, yeah.
Those are way louder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's autumn. The leaves have fallen, and people are doing landscaping. You know what I mean? Like, this is just,
and I don't live,
it's
in
ridiculous,
a house that's, like, super soundproof or anything like that. And we live in New Hampshire, so leaves fall, and I've never really, like, sat around and been like, oh my God, the noise, 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 you know?
Yeah, because you have stuff to do. This is, yeah, a very rich area. This woman's probably retired.
Hmm.
She has nothing better to do. Like, there is nothing going on in her life. So she has to, like, file a complaint with the town.
Like,
this is the level of busybody that is just disgusting to me.
Yeah, it really does sound like that.
It's insufferable.
She's, like, in a town meeting saying, please, I beg you.
Like, she's begging them.
Get, so, like, crazy.
Go put on, like, people's court and shut up. Like,
oh my gosh. Literally, though, it seems like they just are focusing on it because they want to, because they're busybodies. More than 100 cities nationwide, including some near Greenwich, restrict loud leaf blowers. But the tiny New York City suburb, is this supposed to say tiny? But the tiny New York City suburb that is home to billionaires and hedge funds,
mm-hmm,
has long refused to turn over a new leaf. Town leaders decades ago exempted gas-powered blowers from Greenwich's noise ordinance. Now, a coalition of residents called Quiet Yards Greenwich is being anything but quiet. Raking through reams of documents and citing a case from the 17th century about a neighbor's pigsty.
Oh, man.
They are pushing for a seasonal limit on gas-powered leaf blowers and urging the use of electric ones instead.
Like, imagine these are, you imagine living here.
I wish I lived there. I would get a skateboard and a leaf blower
I
and blow myself up and down the street,
yeah,
all day long.
Oh, my God. Does that work?
I would get, yeah, literally, really? Like, yeah, every two-stroke engine I could find.
Right?
And the other thing I had
a drum set.
Weed whacker.
My yard.
Yeah.
The only thing I hadn't really thought about is, like, are gas ones that much more electric? Because maybe all my neighbors have electric.
I would think that gas would be way more common.
Hmm.
They are a lot louder.
And it's like,
but it's more common. Because it's like a two-stroke engine. It sounds like a dirt bike.
And what's it called? Gas leaf. I mean, lawnmowers are more common. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
it,
yeah. And I feel
louder.
Like electric. I was gonna say appliances, but electric tools like that are kind of like a relatively new thing. I feel like those have gained popularity in the last like 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So I, but a lot of people like them. Like, I'm sure it'll phase out. So I guess people just will have to use that if they live in Greenwich, Connecticut. But it is just funny because it's so close to New York City. And I'm like, imagine living in, like, Harlem, New York City in an apartment and being like, I'm complaining about the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. No.
Right.
That's... No, like, other people live here.
I hope
But
every...
these are, like, the rich, suburban, like, New York City people, so. Mm.
I hope every person that lives there that complains gets a nest full of blue jays right outside their window.
Oh, God, those are the worst. I had so many birds outside my window when I lived in Utah for a while. I was, like, researching every way to do it. And actually, that, I forgot, is actually when I found out about sleeping with my fan noise
the
on
Blue
in my
Jays?
Yeah, headphones. But the other example is just, like, an example where I didn't control other people to sleep. But, yeah, it wasn't necessarily Blue Jays. It was just birds outside my house.
Oh, Blue Jays scream, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are. They're loud, yeah.
I thought you just chose a bird.
No.
Those are bad. But that is, like, an awesome insult. Like, I hope a family of Blue Jays builds a nest right outside your bedroom window.
That is a horrible thing to wish on someone. It says, there was this group, Quiet Yards Greenwich, that they're raking up documents from the 17th century and trying to push for a limit on gas-powered leaf blowers and urging the use of electric ones instead, but it says, in fierce opposition are some landscapers who've already invested in gas-powered equipment.
Yeah.
Reasonable. I totally respect your desire to go green, organic lawn care, electric cars, healthy organic food, but it's your choice. Roberto Fernandez, a Greenwich resident and owner of a local landscaping company, said at the town meeting, don't force homeowners and professional landscapers and tree companies to go and think like you. After testing electric blowers, Fernandez concluded they weren't strong enough. That makes sense. So, that's like a really messed up thing. Like, this company could get really done bad by, you know, for this law if this
passes.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, it could completely screw them over, as most laws do to businesses.
It completely makes sense that the electric ones are just not strong enough.
Especially, think of it. So electric ones, like, you need the batteries are expensive.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, your landscaping company. You're using this equipment all day long, maybe on multiple lawns. It's easier for you to just carry around gas with you versus the batteries, because you have to charge the batteries. For, like, a home use situation, it's a little bit more practical. But if you're, like, using it on, you know, like, a real... If you're a landscaper and you're using it on, like, you know, a larger scale...
I know my yard, my tiny one yard had, like, a million leaves in it.
Yeah.
And we only have, like, four trees, I think. Yeah, if you're using on a really big scale, not only are the batteries and the charging the batteries going to cost you money, but
it's just not going to be as efficient.
If you're taking, like, twice as long to do this, you're paying your people twice as long or twice as much money.
Yeah.
It says, after testing electric blowers, Fernandez concluded they weren't strong enough. They weighed more than traditional blowers and required charging too frequently. That's the other thing. Like, I know that mowers, they'll have, like, a 30-minute span, and then they die.
Yeah, imagine mowing some rich person's, like, 3-acre lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Would that, you know, I mean, that's an exaggeration. I'm sure they don't have 3-acre lawns. But still, like, imagine, like, a giant lawn, you know? Like, it's impossible. It would not work.
Yep.
Wouldn't work.
They have to be charged every 30 minutes or have
that's
that
ridiculous.
Many replacement batteries.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
But it's too loud for Martha on the road.
Says the leaf blower debate has split Greenwich's landscaping industry. Jeff Cordulac, who owns a local landscaping company, said he saves money on gasoline by using electric blowers.
Oh, shut up, Jeff.
His employees wield two handheld ones at the same time, and they work fine. So one employee holds two, and then he's like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's the employees that have to deal with it. They have to have
one
in each hand.
Yeah.
So that they make up for the fact that they only work half as good.
This guy is just kind of
just
a cuck in some way.
People.
Like,
yeah, right?
I don't know what's up with him. I don't like this
guy. His wife definitely cheats on him.
It says, they blow very strong, said Cordulac, who supports putting limits on gas-powered blowers.
He's getting paid off by Martha.
Yeah, seriously. He says, they blow very strong. We throw leaves around. What the heck?
Weirdo.
This is a ridiculous story. Says the Quiet Yards Greenwich is asking the town to ban gas-powered leaf blowers on residential properties from May 1st to September 30th. Landscapers use them during spring and summer months to clean grass clippings from sidewalks, patios, and long driveways found on these large properties.
So they don't care about the noise in the fall.
Yeah.
Because it benefits them.
They need it.
But yeah. When it's not benefiting them, then they care.
It's just so weird, yeah, that why would you say, like, this is such a problem, we just need to outlaw it during the less common months?
Because their heads are so far up their butts, they think they matter more than everybody else.
How can they hear the lawnmowers? Or the leaf blowers? It says, locals said some residents even use them to dry their cars. I almost thought that said cats. Current rules...
I thought you said drive their cars, and I was like, whoa.
Like you.
It's way bigger than a skateboard.
Oh, my gosh. So, locals said some residents even use them to dry their cars. And that's kind of ridiculous. It sounds like completely perfectionist to me, not that they shouldn't be allowed to do it. Current rules allow them to be used year-round during certain hours. Greenwich's representative town meeting, the town's 230-member legislative body, is expected to vote on the proposal in December. The top elected official, First Selectman Fred Camillo, backs the effort. The uprising against blaring blowers is years in the making.
Oh my God.
Wealthy communities' anti-leaf blower movement started in the 1990s with the formation of a group called Project Quiet Yards. They lobbied Greenwich officials to limit the use of the noisy lawn tools. Those efforts failed. Instead, the town gave gas-powered leaf blowers an exemption to the local noise ordinance, establishing the hours the tools could be used. And it's like, I don't know, if I believed in, like, government at all, I would be able to understand more, like, no using leaf blowers at midnight. But I just...
Yeah.
Can't wrap my head around why you care about the noise.
Because they're yuppies.
That's what it is. It's just that they're busybodies and...
They're bad people.
They're just being bad people. They just want to control others.
They're controlling.
Do you, like, know people that live there?
I know the kind of person that lives there. These people, like, seriously, like, look up some real estate in Greenwich, Connecticut. Like, they are super... It's a very, very wealthy area. It's, like... suburb of New York City. Mm-hmm. Like, it's where you live if you work in New York City and you make a ton of money and you're better than everybody else that lives in New York City.
Hmm.
So you live in Greenwich, Connecticut, like, right over.
Okay.
And, you know, right over the border. And then you can look at all of, like, the poor trash people from your manicured lawn in the quiet.
Well,
without any leaf blowers.
They better not drive through your neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds like that. Yeah, with their noisy
callers. Yeah, they're just like cop callers. They're just yuppies. Mm. Like, that's the way that I would describe them. They're yuppies. They're rich people, busybodies. I'm not a fan of that type of human being. Because they're generally, like, not nice, good people.
Nice,
good people don't do this.
The neighborhood, like, that Stu's mom lives in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have you can have a camper, trailer, whatever, but it can't be older than a certain year.
Whoa.
It can't be in your yard if it's older than a certain year.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're like, nah, that's not up to par.
No, it doesn't look good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Really old ones could be cute. Well, either way, I don't care how cute someone else's yard is. That's so stupid.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, they're worried about, like, their resale values. Like, it's an eyesore. Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't. And for me, like, if this was, like, an HOA situation, I'm like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like,
you agreed to it.
Yeah, like, you agreed to it. Like, you knew somebody was going to try to control your life. But
terrible.
It's, like, to do this to the whole town?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of crazy.
And, like, all the businesses that are just
like,
trying to work there.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Life is Instagram.
Yeah, like, it's just really, really strange to me.
I want, like, manicured aesthetic.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate. It's like, if you have this much extra time and you're this rich, they should be, like, I don't know, like, doing some, like, community service. Do something to better the world instead of just, like, making it worse.
They're
just
sitting
so
around,
insufferable.
You know, painting. They'd be doing better than trying to control their neighbors.
Yeah, like, get into watercolors. You know what I mean? Start doing yoga. Like, get a hobby.
Yeah.
Read
Well, they're going to say they can't sit around painting and doing yoga because the noise is so bad in their house they can't think. And it's just like, I don't believe that. I just can't find myself believing that. First of all, these huge yards they're talking about in the article, you live pretty far away from your neighbors then, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, like, where we live here, it's, like, pretty densely populated.
Right.
Like, we're, like, right next to our neighbors and... And like Bonnie was saying, like I've never been I've heard it. You know, when people mow their lawn, you know, you hear it.
Oh, you know,
but I've never been like, you know, personally victimized by it.
You know, it woke Coconut and I up at 7 a.m. and it was so annoying because I couldn't explain to him what it was once I figured out what it was. The day that they came to suck up all the leaves, like, in Keene, they have you brush your leaves to the edge of the roads if you want to use the service, and I do. And then they just come and suck the leaves up from the side of the road. And they're always way later than they tell you they're going to be. But so the day that they came and did it, I wasn't expecting it because it had been like 2 weeks since the day they said they were going to come do it. And Coconut and I woke up to this kind of crazy noise. It was like, you know... when it snows, the blower or the plows come.
Yeah.
And they are literally like scraping the ground with these giant trucks. They were using those to move the leaves and then suck them up. And I was like, what the hell is that? I didn't want to get out of bed. It was so loud. I was like, this sounds like it can't be anything good. What could this be? Like,
you're like, are we being raided again?
Yeah, seriously, I didn't know what the heck this was. And I pulled up my cameras and I saw that thing out there doing that. But then I couldn't explain it to Coconut. I couldn't be like, Coconut, I figured out what it is. It just sounds like a monster to him. So that was annoying. But that was the city doing it.
Yeah.
So I can be annoyed. And it was at 7 a.m. Like, what? Why did it have to be?
Yeah.
There? Well, it says that back in the 1990s, the group Project Quiet Yards formed, and they lobbied Greenwich officials to limit the use of the noisy lawn tools. Those efforts failed. Instead, the town gave gas-powered leaf blowers an exemption to the noise ordinance, establishing the hours the tools could be used. A decade later, a new coalition dubbed Citizens Against Leaf Blowers Mania... Wait, Citizens Against Leaf Blower Mania unsuccessfully took up the cause. I'm so confused. Against Leaf Blower Mania? It sounds like you guys are the ones with the Leaf Blower Mania.
Like, yeah.
You guys are the ones that are manic about this, not the people who are just using their leaf blowers. But when the pandemic forced residents to stay home, many faced a roaring symphony of leaf blowers during work and school. A group of fed-up locals organized Quiet Yards Greenwich in 2021. This woman, Elizabeth Dempsey, says, I can hear it in my house all day, and she's a 61-year-old former banker. It's been Free Talk Live. You can visit us at freetalklive.com. It's been a nice Wednesday night show, and you can call in tomorrow if you have anything you didn't get in. Peace.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.